Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
We're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air. Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you be waiting for?
Come on, kids, let's go.
Two.
Start the show. Start the show.
One.
Good morning. You are listening to the Kelly Mano Radio Show, coming to you live on Monday, January 11th, with my boys, my co-host Hoss.
Hooray.
Producer Gary.
Hello.
Hanging out this morning. And who is in charge of making sure I don't do stupid shit? Because they're fired.
Depends on what you mean by stupid.
Like, isn't there somebody that is more responsible for decisions I make than me?
Jimmy? Yeah, I would say Jimmy, maybe.
The shit, as you called it, is not stupid in this case. It's okay. Really very justifiable shit.
Yeah.
Are we jumping right into this?
That's
not a dumb decision.
Okay, because, you know, I was getting my hair cut by my friend Donna, and I was like, everybody was talking about the Rams owner and how mad they were at the letter he wrote about the people of St. Louis. And, you know, I don't even have that much of a dog in the fight because I'm not a big football fan. But, I still thought, you know, we should send him some poop. And I called my husband and I said, I think we're going to start this campaign to send Stan Kroenke some poop. And he's like, okay. And then a couple hours later, I called him. I'm like, hey, I did the thing. And he's like, what thing? I'm like, the thing, the poop thing. And then I didn't even tell you guys I was doing it, right?
Right.
It was just, you opened your Facebook and there it was.
Pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome. Yeah. And then some of the media started picking up on it. And so the Riverfront Times.
Yes.
105.7 The Point, the Rizzuto Show.
Yeah, I was talking to Riz on Thursday night about it.
Yeah, Y98.
Yep.
And that's like a testament to St. Louis because the people who wanted to jump in and support it were all of the local, you know, the local newspaper, the local stations that have been around for so long, like Rizzuto or 105.7 The Point and things like that. And Steve Ewing of The Urge retweeted it and donated to the campaign. And so,
possibly Mayor Slay or someone posing as Mayor Slay.
Listen, Francis Mayor Slay donated to the poop campaign.
Francis Mayor Slay, you want to rearrange those words?
dyslexia fun is.
And so the news kind of picked up on it and covered it. And
well, you got into the UK too.
I was going to say that. Yeah,
is that the one where they used the picture of me and Becker? Because there was another one that picked it up.
No, the only one I saw was. There's an online blog for Arsenal, the Premier League soccer team, which is owned by Kroenke also. And they talked about it, and they mentioned the show, but the only picture was a picture of Stan looking rather smuggish.
Yes, yes, yes.
In his Infinity scarf.
God, you know, I couldn't have picked him out of a lineup a week ago. He is an ugly man. And when you have that much money, why don't you go to Hans Wyman? Why does he wear that thing on top of his head?
No, the sad part about it is...
I think that's real.
No, he's like Trump. He's like Trump. That's just a bad freaking hairdo.
I don't believe you. I can spot fake hair from a mile away.
Trump is real.
Trump is real.
You think that's a wig on on Stanny Boy's head?
I do. Oh, my God. It's totally a wig or a toupee. But, so I just wanted to say thank you to 105.7 The Point and Y98. And the Riverfront Times. And my poor mom, she is so tired of me being in the news for being an a-hole and not telling her. Because she doesn't have internet. So she has no idea anytime, like, our pig poops in the locker room or our daughter's crying about Oshi or I'm with Neil Patrick Harris in New York. So she's like, somebody came in today and said that you were in the paper because you were sending somebody poop in the mail. What are you doing?
That's so awesome. This will actually mark my second time of sending feces through the postal service.
Really? Who did you send it to the first time?
Well, when I was living in Los Angeles and working for a record label, my boss had this awesome idea of if you worked at a radio station and you took too long to add our record, we would send you caca. And we found a company that would send, they were like, little silver hermetically sealed bags of dog crap.
Yeah.
Nice.
And we got in trouble from our boss.
Yeah.
Because we were sending, you know, toxic materials through the mail.
You know what's awesome about us?
We don't have a boss. But I was going to ask you about this because I was intrigued that there's still a company that can do this because of the biohazard, whatever.
Sure. Well, there's actually many companies that do this, and we're going to talk to them next. We're literally placing the order in the next break, live on the air.
Can we find a way to send them a whole bunch of Emo's pizza boxes so that we can have the ish sent to him in an Emo's box?
I don't know if they specialty package it, because he is in, I think, California, where he's sending it from.
Nice.
So that might take a while. But here's the funny thing, is that one of our awesome listeners actually lives down the street from Kroenke.
Really?
She's like, don't get
Does
me
wrong. Does he have a local residence?
Well, the one we're sending it to is his Columbia one. And,
Columbia, Missouri?
And are we going to do the Colorado one, too?
The Denver one?
I don't think you do. I think you just do Columbia, honestly, and we send more to that location. That is his home base.
Yeah,
that is his primary residence. It is like a ridiculous $12 million mansion in Columbia, Missouri, and it is sick. Now, in Denver, where he owns
the Nuggets and the
Nuggets and the Avalanche, he has a home or two. He's got a Vail house, and he's got the penthouse there, the Pepsi Center.
Yep.
He actually has a penthouse on the roof there or whatever. But he doesn't stay there. He stays in Columbia.
So So we're going to place the order for the poop next in the next segment. We're going to order $250 of poop. Now,
Sweet.
We get to pick like the animal it comes from and everything. So we're going to learn about the poop business.
It needs to be a Budweiser Clydesdale.
No,
that would be nice.
It needs to be a Ram.
Ooh, I don't know. Ooh. We're going to have to. The guy that's doing the packing for us, his name is Guillermo.
And of course it is.
So whenever we get to talk to Guillermo next, we will find out, you know, everything we wanted to know about mailing poop. Because, you know, he and I have had some discussions about this, but it's all been...
I don't want to be the guy who's looking the envelope.
It's all been professional, logistical, because he does not have... He's never had anybody place an order this big.
Sure.
He doesn't have a container this big. So he said we're going to have to send it. It's going to be like 30 pounds of poop, and it's going to be in multiple orders like a shitstorm. Like, literally.
That's fantastic.
And so we are going to be placing the order next. And, you know, I started the GoFundMe campaign and so many people jumped on right away. You know, St. Louis is pissed off. And if
As
there's
they should be.
Well, sure. And here's one thing that I have learned about St. Louis through this whole debacle is that St. Louis is like having a crazy relative that you can talk bad about. But nobody else can talk bad about that relative or you will kill them. And not every city is like that, because people from Chicago are so damn stuck up, they would never say anything bad about their own city. But in St. Louis, we can trash it all day long.
Right.
But when Kroenke trashes it, you're getting poop.
Well, I think the other problem was all the stuff that they said about St. Louis, you could argue the pros and cons of if it's legit or not. But none of that has anything to do with why he's moving.
No.
It has to do with this. If you boil down why he wants to move the Rams, it's real simple. He bought that team when they were the second least valuable franchise in the NFL. By changing the address on that letterhead to Inglewood, California, he quadruples the price of that franchise.
Sure. And I mean, I get business decisions. You know, but that's what he should have said. This is a business decision.
Yep.
This is why I'm doing it. He didn't have to throw, you know, the city under the bus.
Nope.
Right. At, you know, exactly. At the same time.
But I do want to add this. And this is the part that does irritate me. It probably really irritates Gary over here because he's a massive Rams fan. And that is the fact that nowhere in Stan's big letter on why he wants to move and how awful St. Louis is, does he mention that they set a record, a five-year record, for the worst franchise in NFL history in terms of performance.
Absolutely.
5 years, the worst team in NFL history. And that's why you're not getting the sold-out arenas every game. That's why you're not putting up the numbers you were putting up in the late 90s.
That's
a
big
awful.
Factor, but I think that Stan has perpetrated that. And he has done an exemplary job of driving a wedge between the team and its fan base.
Sure.
You have not seen him publicly address the fan base since they hired Jeff Fisher 4 years ago. He doesn't come to town and talk to media. He comes to town quietly and leaves. He doesn't want to do anything with this city. He's pulled back a lot of the public stuff that the team does.
Yeah.
He has separated this team from the city on purpose.
So can we just get rid of him? Can we say bye-bye, Stan, and keep the Rams?
You had your chance to do that, St. Louis, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And you made the wrong decision. If the Rams had been bought by Shad Khan, who now owns Jacksonville.
Shaka Khan owns
correct.
Football teams?
Yes.
Oh my God.
No. He is from Champaign-Urbana. And he came out and said, I just want to own a team. I don't want to move anyone. I just want to own a team. But St. Louis, as we are prone to do, wanted to go with the more local guy with St. Louis ties who would never officially come out and say, I won't move the team. All he would say is, we'll see what happens when we get to that point.
Well, I will beg to differ with you slightly on that. The one thing that Stan did is he had the right of first refusal.
True.
So,
because he was a minority owner?
Yeah, yeah. He owned 41% of the team at the time when Chip Rosenblum and his wife Lucia. Yeah. They had George's stock in the team.
Yep.
And
yeah, what happened to that cute little lady that looked like Dolly Parton?
Oh, she's been dead.
Oh, she's dead? Aw, she was so cute.
Yeah. And so when Shad Khan made an offer to the Rosenblums, Kroenke had the right to say, no, I'm gonna buy the other 49% or 59% or whatever it was. So it was Kroenke. It wasn't the city. The city didn't have anything to do with it.
Okay. That's a great debate and all, but I've got a bigger one. What are the chances that I get arrested for this?
Zero.
None.
Zero.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
What are the chances that we all three get arrested for this?
We won't get arrested. I mean, we may get a very strongly
worded
letter.
Yeah.
From the NFL.
I cannot go to jail.
No, you can't.
I'm too dainty. I've seen Orange is the New Black. I do not want a kill no bitch tattoo.
You won't go to federal.
You'll go to Clayton for crying out loud.
Oh, I will.
You'll go to a white collar prison.
Yeah, because I don't want a black lady with crazy eyes peeing on my floor at night.
No,
that's what happens in Orange is the New Black. I cannot go to jail.
Just remember, if you go to jail, you find the biggest person there is.
Yeah.
And punch him in the face first thing.
Shut up! No,
it's the truth. You have to establish that you are a badass.
Crazy.
I'll be dead.
You shiv them immediately. You take your...
What am I going to do? Punch him in the kneecaps?
No. You take your toothbrush.
Get a
you
trampoline.
Grind it on the floor to a point, and then you walk up to him at dinner, and you stab him in the throat.
Oh, my God. See, I'm more concerned with how I look
at already in jail. What are they going to do? Throw you in jail?
Okay, so shout out to all of our new listeners who are listening today, only because we're sending the poop today. We've got a lot of new listeners for this. So that was Hoss.
Right.
You heard over there.
Now we know who's going to jail.
And now we know who is going to jail. I am way more concerned with what I would look like in a mugshot. Like, I was literally thinking, like, I have to go get a spray tan immediately after the show.
Look, Kelly, look, let's be real. Your mugshot would be a peace sign duck face. Don't be... Come on.
Do
also
they
make
let you
a deal.
Do that?
If we end up going to jail,
yeah,
I will let you ride on my shoulders like Master Blaster from from Mad Max the entire time we're there. And you can just yell at people from my shoulders.
God. Oh, yeah. I really don't want to go to jail. I've talked to...
Modern day Rocket Raccoon and Groot.
So I've been in legal consultation about this. And, you know, it could, I guess, be like considered harassment. But considered that I've never harassed this old fart before and there's no record of me trying to harass him, I don't think I will get arrested. But
are we putting a card in said gift?
We are putting a card, and we've got several names. So everybody who donated more than $10 gets to put in a name. And the only problem is that some of them had some really mean notes for Stan as well.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if we can put that in. I don't think that the guy that owns the poop company will let us, because I think that
we
could
poop for a living.
But I know, but
what an odd place to draw the line.
But
you have all said you got some shit. Nope, I'm not putting that in the card.
Well, and so he said that if people write mean things in the card, then it could be considered, like, I guess, a verbal harassment. And so, you know, we're going to talk to Guillermo. We're going to talk to Guillermo. I can't say his name. One of you guys are going to have to say
Guillermo.
It.
Guillermo.
We are going to talk to Guillermo next. We're going to call him live on the air. We are going to order the poop. I know that you guys have a lot of questions about ordering poop. I do, too. I've never ordered poop before.
You can just call him Bill.
Or G.
I'm sure he won't mind at all. Hey, also, shout out to all the listeners who are listening to us naked right now.
Sweet.
So, first of all, Hoss, your hair looks like a headband.
Yep.
And you've got bangs. Like,
OMG.
It is so weird right now. Okay, sorry. Over Christmas break, like, everybody got these shower speakers you know, like waterproof Bluetooth. Yep. And my friend Julie Z was like, "Hey, look what I got! I can listen to you in the shower now." And I was like, "Yeah, that's pretty awkward, but okay." And then these people are these people started commenting, and they're like, "No, Kelly, we listen to you on the shower all the time." And then I got an email from somebody who says, "Yes, their favorite place to listen to the Kelly Mano podcast is in the shower." So if you are naked and soapy right now,
we are big in showers.
We are big. We are number one in showers.
Number one in West County AM showers.
Pretty soon I'm going to be number one from the West County Jail.
Number one in shipping number two.
Oh, all right. I'm going to dedicate this song to Stan Kroenke. It is Mo' Money, Mo' Problems. And we'll be right back with the Kelly Mano Radio Show. Send in Stan the Poop. It's coming. It's coming, old man.
P-O-P-P-A, no info for the DEA. Federal agents mad cause I'm flagrant. Tap myself and the phone in the basement. My team supreme, stay clean. Triple beam, lyrical dream. I'll be that, catch a seat at all events bent. Send holsters, girls on shoulders. Play what I told you.
The Kelly Mano Show.
Come on! Mondays suck a little bit less.
Because the Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by JM Motors in Granite City, Illinois. They have been a longtime sponsor of the show. I am so happy to tell you guys about JM Motors. They specialize in pre-owned cars. They've been in town. They've been in business in Granite City, Illinois for over 45 years. The reputation alone speaks for itself. The tax refund season is here. People are going to be getting some money, and it's a great time to put a down payment on a car. JM Motors can get you in a car for as little as $58 a week. And right now, they're running a special. If you mention the Kelly Mano Show, when you buy a car at JM Motors, they will give you a $50 gas card. JM Motors opened 45 years ago. No one can match their service or their price. Go in and talk to Jerry and Heather. They are located at 2310 Namioke Road in Granite City, Illinois, just 10 minutes from the Arch. Again, that's JM Motors, 2310 Namioke Road in Granite City, Illinois.
You can find me in St. Louis, where the play rang all day.
Nah.
Some got jobs and some sell, others just smoke and all day. You can find me in St. Louis, where the play rang all day.
Nah.
Some got jobs and some sell, others just smoke and all day.
I'm from the home of the Red Fox, city entertainer, jetting off with Brian Cox. I'll see you later, maybe not.
You are listening to the Kelly Mano Radio Show podcast here with my buddy Hoss, and it is time to send the poop.
This is going
to
be awesome.
I'm so excited.
I kind of feel like this is our own little like Ocean's 11 thing. Like
I feel
all the planning, and now it's time to execute.
Yes, I feel so gangster.
Yes.
Do I look gangster?
Yes. Al Capone made an entire living out of sending cow and animal shit.
Well, I
to
mean,
his enemies.
This is why I'm playing this song, the St. Louis by Nelly. Speaking of Nelly, you know how every time he gets arrested, he's got like a fall guy to go to jail for him? Hoss.
I know, I'm the big one.
Seriously, you have to go to jail for me if this happens.
All right.
Okay?
I'm good.
That's the rule. I mean, I know that I don't pay you what Nelly pays.
Right. That's fine.
Oh, so if we get arrested, so we are doing this as the Three Musketeers, right?
We're not going to get arrested. We'll be fine.
We're fine.
Says the people not calling or using their debit card. All right.
Here's the thing is, I would imagine as many people that donated for this, they would probably donate again in the form of bail money if needed.
Well, so the lawyers that I consulted said, you know, yes, this could happen. But look, if Stan Kroenke, this billionaire, like sues this little podcaster over sending poop to his door,
right,
you will have every lawyer in St. Louis lined up to defend you.
And the other thing that you need to think about right now is that dude cannot afford any bad PR anywhere.
And
he's getting ready to enter this next week where he needs other NFL owners to like him to approve a move of his team. And if he becomes rather salty,
yes,
he's not going to get the votes.
Speaking of PR, if this guy like has me arrested, what amazing like PR for the show.
Right?
Well, like, right, that's true.
Our listenership would like quadruple. So yeah, speaking of which, if you're listening on iTunes, I would
love
you.
The Manos might end up on SportsCenter.
Oh, wow. Wait. Oh, wait. If you're listening to us on iTunes, please take a minute and rate the show and tell everybody how much you love us. It really helps a lot. We just got some new national sponsors signed on for the show. And if you're new to the show, if you're just listening because we're sending Kroenke a big box of shit, we've got a lot of funny old shows on iTunes. As a matter of fact, our last one with Farticus
was pretty epic.
Oh, epic, yes. If you're going to listen to any show, go back and listen to Farticus or go back and listen to the really gross show, the one about Alec throwing up in my car.
Like I said on Facebook, it's kind of a natural progression for us. We've gone from the fart show to the poop show.
Yeah.
It works.
It's true.
Okay, so Gary,
I'm
going to go ahead and call him on speakerphone.
Well,
and I want you to just hold it up to, there you go.
We're calling Spanish Bill?
Guillermo.
Right. Which is Spanish for Bill.
Thank you for calling I Poop You. How can I help you today?
Hey, Guillermo.
Hi, is this Guillermo?
Yes, this is.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, this is Guillermo and Rafael. We are the both owners and operators of the business.
Awesome.
Wonderful. So we have to place an order. Now, I know that I have talked to you by email a little bit, but I'd like to actually go ahead and place our order now. Now, we are going to be ordering $250 worth of poop. Have you ever placed an order that big before?
Not at once, no. I think you are so far one of our biggest orders.
Hooray!
Yeah,
now, I do have a question for you, Guillermo. How long have you been running iPoopYou.com?
So the company's been running since 2011.
Wow.
And people all over the states contributing to the wellness of this country.
That's amazing.
Tell me what made you decide to start iPoopYou.com. How did you begin this business?
Me and my partner, we used to be roommates at the time. And one day we were having some beers at home. thinking how we can fix the world, and we decided that this was a great idea or a great business idea.
Like every great business idea, it starts over beer.
I guess we can consider ourselves like, you know, the future version or the modern version of that all-time joke, the flaming back of food.
Sure, sure.
A flaming back of
we like to consider ourselves that way.
Oh.
So, yeah, we basically try to help, you know, like people send in some sort of joke, always with a positive attitude, just to engage two people in a joke in a fun way, creative.
If we pay extra, will someone light it on fire on his front doorstep?
That's a good question.
no, it wasn't.
So let me ask you a real question. Where does the poop come from? Do you have a farm?
Animals.
Yeah, so poop comes from the area of the Bay Area Peninsula. You know that there's a lot of farms
around
here in Northern California. And actually, I'm happy you asked me that question because we only go to farms that are more sustainable, organic. And
oh, so we're sending
him... Are they free range?
...proud to have the best shit.
Is this free range shit?
Did he just say that we're proud to have the best shit?
Yes.
Now, okay, so I've actually had, we had a lot of people contribute to send this poop to Stan, and a lot of people are volunteering to send their own shit. Is that allowed?
No.
Okay.
Their own shit? You said no. That's not allowed.
Does not meet the quality standards.
That will be like zero. and we will be also violating the law.
Oh, okay, great. Now, there is one thing that we definitely need to do is that can you attach some sort of note or card in the box? I'm going to give you some names of people who have donated this to him, and they want to make sure that he knows it's from them. So when we get to that part of the order, can I give you some names to write down?
Of course. We'll be happy to include whatever message you want the recipient to receive.
Okay.
Especially if it's names of people like, you know, like signing that, you know, that letting know that they've been behind this.
Sure.
Actually, I think that's super fun, and we will be more than happy to do it.
Now, I have a question for you. What type of animal caca will we be sending, Mr. Kroenke?
I will leave that up to you. So
do you have any rams?
Do we have, you said, sorry?
Do you have any rams?
Lamb?
Rams, like sheep with horns.
Oh, no.
Damn.
No.
That would have been too perfect. Yeah.
Do you have any horses?
You have seen probably on our website. We have a variety of cow. We also have pig. We have horse. Chicken. And now we have this
chicken.
You can literally send him
chicken shit.
Okay, well, what I want to know is, what is the worst kind of shit to send? What is the smelliest, worst kind to send?
I would say that everybody's favorite is cow or pig.
Cow shit or pig?
Well, cows are going to be like round and flat and large pieces of.
Can we
turds.
Send a mix?
How about a shit?
Ooh, like a shit, like a trail mix.
Actually, I would like to prepare that cocktail for you.
He's going to prepare that cocktail for us.
Nice.
All right. So the last question I have is, so we're going to send this out. How many pounds of shit are we going to get sent for $250?
Don't worry. I will take care of you guys. And it's going to be definitely the biggest order anyone sent or received in this planet so far.
Okay, well, the only other thing that I need you to do is definitely take a picture of it for us so we can show it to all the listeners, okay?
For sure, of course.
All right, I
will be more than happy to do so.
All right, well, I think that we are ready to place the order. So if you want to go ahead and take us through the process again, this is Guillermo at iPoopYou.com who is taking care of us. We are sending $250 worth of a cocktail of animal poop to Stan Kroenke's front door. And Guillermo, I'm going to let you go ahead and start with your order process.
Okay, fantastic. Actually, we could even make this easier, and you can send the money directly to info@iPoopYou through PayPal if you have an account. Which
perfect.
Yep, I do. What is that?
info@iPoopYou.com.
info@iPoopYou.com.
All right.
We'll send you a receipt, and either Monday or Tuesday, once we have the order ready to ship, we will be sending you a tracking number so you guys can track the order at all times till it hits the target.
Can we make sure that it ships on a very hot truck?
Now, I am going to go ahead and give you the list of names of some of the people who had donated. And I'll send these via email as well so that you have them all. But I'm going to kind of go through them right now. The first one we have is my buddy, season ticket holder Jimmy Hussey, donated to the campaign. Jimmy Hussey. Yep, we've got somebody named Francis Slay donated.
Yeah, that's the mayor of St. Louis.
Oh, okay. So Francis Slay. We've also got Steve Ewing. He's the lead singer of The Urge.
Correct.
Also owned Steve's Hot Dog. And then Haas, do you have a couple names you can read for him?
I do. We have the GC Foundation donated. Sean Matley. Shane Steele.
Shane Steele, right?
Yep.
Alex Struckhoff.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Young. I think I might know him. And Eric Brungard.
Yep, and I've got a couple more over here. We've got Allison Whitmer, M.K. Kearns, and Anthony Pomerink, and Kyle Gowen. So all of those. Oh, yeah, and we had even more than that. Those are just the folks that were $10 and over.
And
so
I've got one more that was I left off was John Naglish.
All right. Wonderful. Well, Guillermo, we cannot thank you enough for this and for partnering up with the Kelly Mano Show to get this done. And we look forward to getting some pictures from you of what it looks like before it ships out. And if there's anybody out there listening who has any poop needs, make sure you get a hold of Guillermo at iPoopYou.com. And Guillermo, we will take care of the logistics and getting you his address and the PayPal information as soon as we wrap up the show.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
For thinking of us to fulfill your shitty needs. And I look forward to continue doing this in the future, and we will keep you posted with every single step we do
All right.
Pictures, sending you a tracking number, and thank you very, very much.
All right. Thank you, Kevin.
Yay!
Oh, that was absolutely amazing. So now, obviously, Stan Kroenke is a
giant turd.
Yes. He's a very famous man. Not famous.
Infamous.
He's a very rich man. Now, under no circumstances do I think that Stan is going to have to go out and personally clean up this shit.
Oh, no.
The funny part of this is just that at some point, you know that one of his handlers had to call him and say, look, Stan.
You got a big box of shit.
You got a big box of shit on the front porch from St. Louis Rams fans.
Some guy.
Hang on, there you go.
Yeah. Some guy that's probably on the on the totem pole, kind of like me.
Yeah.
Whoever
Gary Weed is to him is going to be.
I just imagine like some old Jeeves looking butler man being like, pardon me, sir. You have a large box of shit at the door.
We have taken care of it, sir. Right. You know, somebody had to come to him at some point and say, look.
Your shit has arrived, master.
even if he catches wind of it before, and somebody
catches wind of it.
Somebody had to come to him and say, look, you're going to box a shit from the St. Louis Rams fans, so we will take care of it for you. But just, you know, we want to let it, you know, it's come in. So thank you to everybody who contributed to the campaign.
So awesome.
Make sure you go to KellyMano.com or follow the Kelly Mano Facebook page, because I will be posting all the pictures from Guillermo. And we will be back. We got another break. Oh. Can we end this with a big eat shit stand on three?
God bless.
One,
I poop you.
Two, three.
Eat shit stand!
Kelly Mano Show. The princess of the 90s is now the queen of the minivan carpool. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Show is brought to you by Rachel Witt at Remax, the best real estate agent in all of St. Louis. I'm going to go ahead and say that because she's my real estate agent. We are moving, and she has been putting up with the Manos now for 6 months. I'm going to go ahead and change it to putting up with us because, you know, Jimmy is very picky, and I have the attention span of a chipmunk. And together, we are a fun couple to search for a house with. But Rachel Witt is absolutely amazing. She's coming over to our house this week to talk about getting our house ready for on the market. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, Rachel Witt is who you want to go with, especially because when you are buying a new house, you spend a lot of time with your real estate agent, and you know, personality is a big deal. Rachel is awesome. She is lovely to be with, and she is a veteran in the business. She knows everything. This woman is so educated. Every question I've had, even the dumb ones, she is happy to answer for me. If you would like to get in touch with Rachel Witt, you can call her today at 636-720-3836 or check out her website, which is homesalesinstcharles.com. Call Rachel Witt and tell her that the Kelly Mano Show sent you. So that was fun. I've never ordered that much, you know, poop before.
Pretty fun.
And you know, I was thinking, like, do you think that I should be concerned at all? Like, I was thinking about, like, when I'm older or, like, even, like, dead and gone, like, when my kids Google me, like, the things that are going to come up.
Grandkids.
Well, yeah, when my grandkids Google me, and, like, everything is going to be, like.
I think you're thinking about this in the wrong light.
Yeah.
You're looking at it strictly from the grandma sent shit to some guy.
But
and
not
the, and not the larger picture of grandma got behind the city and its football team.
Yeah, it's not just that. It's the sending the poop to Kroenke, and you know my pig is pooping in Hitchcock's office, and
that's all badass stuff.
I know.
That's all fun. What are you talking about?
I know. I just want to make sure. Somebody said something the other day in the parking lot, like, "Oh well, you know,
hopefully your kids don't know about it. I'm like, Rocky helped me pick the guy.
Why would they care?
I don't know, but like Rocky was up late and he comes in and I'm so, I know they say don't be friends with your kids, but it's like, for me, it's just so hard. And I think I do the parent role really well too.
As long as you can separate the two, there's nothing wrong with being friends with your kids.
I'm like, so Rocky, come in here. And so I told him all about Stan Kroenke and what was happening with the Rams. And I'm like, so we're going to send poop to this guy. And he's like, and Rocky said, that's a lot of money to spend on poop. And I'm like, you're right, but we're also supporting a small business.
Yes.
I mean, poor Guillermo has little Mexican children.
Little Guillermos. Little Guillermos can eat this one.
You know, and so, yeah, I told Rocky and I said, so, because there was a couple different poop companies and I researched them all and iPoopYou.com was the one that we were most helpful or most happy with. And so I was kind of telling Rocky, I'm like, yeah, we're spending money on poop and there's a lot of other, you know, because there's always the people out there that are going to be like, you could donate to a real campaign.
I know.
You know, somebody, person's house burned down. Yeah. Yeah,
that's what insurance is for, people.
Stop it. That was Gary Weed. If you'd like to send your hate mail, it is heykelly at Gary Mano.
For once, it was not me being the a-hole voice.
For once, it was you. But if you are worried about Pete being PC, this is not the show that you want to listen to.
Absolutely not. And you've hired the wrong co-host.
Yeah, because the part of the charm of this show and, you know, altogether is just kind of whatever pops in my head and Hoss's head just comes out of our mouth. And I would never do it in a mean way. I'm never trying to hurt anybody, but I just don't have a whole lot of a filter. So when someone says, why are you sending, you know, shit in the mail when you could be donating to, you know, this guy who needs a left arm amputated? You're not going to get to me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lose any sleep. When I lay my head on the bed tonight, I will not lose a moment of sleep over sending $250 of shit to somebody.
And I'll tell you why you're doing it. If you want to boil it down to why you're doing it.
Yeah.
Because the world needs time to laugh sometimes.
Of course they do. That is why I started this show. I missed making people laugh. And
everybody, at least once in their life, has wanted to send somebody who pissed them off a giant bag of crap.
And the thing is, you know, I have the maturity of a seventh grader. So this type of stuff just comes to me. It's like it's genius or something. And so
it's something. What?
So again, to all our new listeners that joined in today, we've got a new show coming up on Thursday. We're going to do two shows this week, and next week we're having in a psychic.
I can't wait.
Are you guys excited?
I've always had a curiosity about psychics, and like, it's kind of like with ghosts and everything else. I want to believe.
Right.
But I'm very skeptical.
I'm very skeptical too. And her name is Lisa Peeney. She's going to be in with us on Thursday. And when I talked to her, I told her, like, I'm very skeptical of this stuff, but I'm also respectful and I'm a professional. Right. And I would love to come in and hear what you have to say. And I thought about it because there's this new show coming out on E! Where this guy reads celebrities.
Right.
You know, and I think it's going to be a really big show on E! And then simultaneously, something else happened. So, you know, my two girls sleep with me in the bed almost all the time, Lucy and Libby Lou, and they like to sleep nearly on top of each other. And if you find me, if you follow me on Instagram, you know that I post pictures of them sleeping together all the time.
Right.
Well, the other night I got up to go to the bathroom for like the 80th time, you know, at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I look over and the girls are snuggling together. So I grabbed my phone and I snapped two pictures of them and went back to bed. And it wasn't until like a week later that I was looking through my phone and I thought,
are there orbs?
There is not an orb. There's two photos in a row, and there is a mysterious white cloud above them. And when I first, now keep in mind, this is taken at 2 o'clock in the morning and it is pitch black. You can tell by the photo that I had to use my flash just to even see them. The thing that creeps me out is if you swipe to the right in the next photo, the cloud has moved. So I'm going to pass it to Hoss. And then I'm going to pass it to Gary.
And then swipe right?
Yeah, if you go left, that's naked selfies. But if you go right, that's the other.
Hold on. Let me make the L's with my hands. Okay, right.
Yeah, so do you see the white cloud above?
Oh, yeah, I totally do. Because it's kind of between them in the first one. And then the next one, it's way over to the right.
It's like something was moving. What do you think, Gary?
You know what it looked like? If I didn't know better, I would have thought that somebody was smoking. And that,
exactly.
Like,
yeah,
the cloud of cigarette smoke making its way through the room.
That's exactly what it looks like to me.
It's definitely there, for sure. It's not like, well, if I squint and hold the phone crooked, I kind of see something. It's there.
I mean, it is right there. And when I saw it, you know, it kind of freaked me out because I know that me and Lucy and Libby Lou were the only three in the bed that night. And so I think I'm going to show this to her.
Do you believe in ghosts?
I lived. Oh, you know what? I lived with one growing up. We did a whole show. Now I don't see them regularly. I don't pay any attention to them. You know, as far as my faith goes, I'm not really supposed to believe in them.
Right.
But again, I've seen with my own two eyes, so it's hard to deny things like that.
Sure.
And when it comes to psychic, I do believe that there are people out there who have the gift of, you know, as my Aunt Jackie, I was talking to her about it because she's a Christian too, who have the gift of prophecy. I do think that it's out there. I think that some people use it for good. Some people use it for evil. But I think, unfortunately, that there's so many crappy fake ones out there. It's just so hard to get to the real ones.
I can't wait.
But Lisa's the real deal, and she's going to be here. She's a great dream interpreter, too. If you guys have any dreams you want interpreted by her. Hoss, I had a dream about you over the weekend that I'm going to have her interpret.
Do we need to talk about this off mic?
No. But I, right when
I... Was I curled up in bed with you, too?
No, but it involved a kangaroo. So.
No, actually, you were the white orb.
No.
Sweet. That was my nickname in college.
I never, ever dream, but I did have a dream about Hoss.
Awesome.
So we will go over that.
Thanks? Question mark.
Thank you so much for listening to The Kelly Mano Show. If you like the show, share the show. Make sure you rate us on Facebook. Please, please go to, not Facebook.
iTunes.
Go to iTunes. And
you better give us a good rating because you know what happens if you don't.
What?
You're getting shit in the mail.
We should start a weekly thing with ipoopyou.com.
That'd
and people can like write in and tell us who to send poop to. Don't forget, if I do get arrested, I would love for you guys to help bail me out because I am.
Or break her out, one of the two.
I am much.
We can make like an I-team or the A-team campaign and break you out of jail.
I'm tiny. I might be able to fit through those bars. I don't know.
I will not.
No, you're stuck. You're going to be the guy I run up and shank. You said find the biggest guy
there.
You.
No, but not one of your allies.
I'll see you in the cafeteria
people.
And be like, come here, asshole.
Come here, bitch. Bam.
All right. If you like the show, share the show. Rate us on iTunes. If you want to talk to me, Gary or Haas, email us. HeyKelly@KellyMano.com. We actually read them. We reply. We love it when you do.
Yes.
How about one more eat shit stand as we're leaving? All right.
All right.
We will talk to you guys on Thursday with psychic Lisa Pini. Eat shit, Stan! Why am I...
We did that just on purpose. I wanted to see you go solo.
Can you do it with me this time?
Sure. We
One,
got it down.
One, two, three.
Eat the shit, Stan!